With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
Many U.S. theme parks, including Disney and Universal Studios, are open again. During the pandemic, operators made changes to follow public health rules like plastic barriers, reduced capacity, and social distancing. But they also included more touchless technology and mobile transactions. So now that parks are ramping back up, will that technology stick around? Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
University of Central Florida hospitality professor Carissa Baker has been to 16 theme parks since they've reopened. Hey, it's for research. And she saw lots of touch-free and mobile interactions for things like advanced ride signups.
You have to take out your cell phone and then you need to click really, really fast and hope that you can get a boarding group for that day.
Some theme parks started mobile service years ago, but the pandemic put it to the test, Baker says, though not all visitors are used to the new systems.
So it has been a little jarring to some people to realize, oh, I'm now interacting with my cell phone to do things that maybe in the past I interacted with a live person.
Face-to-face service isn't completely gone, says theme park consultant John Gerner, especially for smaller parks that didn't have the tech infrastructure earlier.
If they weren't already at some level of adoption, it would have been difficult for theme parks to make the investment.
Gerner says parks were seeing a record number of visitors just before the pandemic, but likely won't get back there until 2023. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.